SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, an independent report nukes Peter Dutton's energy plans. Calls for accountability grow in the wake of the final Grenfell fire report. And in sport, Australians have their share of the leader jerseys in Stage 17 of La Vuelta in Spain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. A bodybuilder who collapsed in the shower of a Perth gym last month has died. 33-year-old Giuliano Perrone was working out in a Perth gym when he felt unwell and made his way to a shower cubicle where he collapsed early on August 20. But he was not found for another 15 hours after his family reported him missing and police broke down the door. The Mayor of London has called for companies to be held accountable for the deadly 2017 Grenfell fire that killed 72 people. His call follows a final report of the inquiry into the tragedy that's blamed mismanagement and corporate greed for what happened. Sadiq Khan says the Grenfell families have been waiting 7 years for justice. He says something should be done.
So I'm calling on the government to ban any company named today in the report from doing any work whatsoever, whether it's with the government, with the GLA, with councils, with housing associations. It can't be right that companies named today are going to benefit from taxpayer contracts.
A campaign to vaccinate children in Gaza against polio has now entered its third day. The World Health Organization says they've already vaccinated more than 187,000 children up to 10 years old. But the immunizations rely on pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in specific areas of the territory. The campaign got underway after the discovery of polio in a baby last month. An independent review of Australia's climate response has found there's no need for nuclear to be added to the energy mix to reduce emissions. Climate Change Authority has cited federal and state bans, other available technologies, the long lead time, and the premium it would cost for a first-of-a-kind nuclear reactor deployed in Australia. But opposition leader Peter Dutton has remained committed to his election promise.
The green hydrogen project that the Prime Minister's trumpeted is not realistic. It's prohibitively expensive. And so what will be the baseload 24/7 power? Well, we've looked at the top 20 economies in the world, and in 19 of those, they are either adopting or have adopted nuclear power.
The federal government has already pushed back, Labor Senator Murray Watt saying Dutton's claims are not founded in fact or science.
The only people who are saying that nuclear power provides the cheapest form of energy are Peter Dutton and his shadow ministers. No credible scientist is saying this. No credible energy expert is saying this. In fact, the opposite. That the cheapest way we can provide power in the future is through investing in cleaner energy, being renewable power.
New research has found Australia has the highest gambling losses in the world. The Grattan Institute study has established the average adult loses just under $1,700 a year, far in excess of the average in similar countries like New Zealand, which comes in at just over $580. The Albanese government is under pressure to reduce the social harm caused by online betting after a Senate inquiry released last year found that advertising was grooming young people to gamble. Grattan Institute CEO Arunta Santhapalli says mandatory loss limits would be a good place to start.
$100 a day, $5,000 a year is a sensible place to place the maximum. And that way you don't have those catastrophic losses where people lose track of time, lose track of how much they've lost, and lose far more than they can afford.
Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank has defended its interest rate policy following the release of the national accounts that show the Australian economy has barely grown in the past year. The central bank has been accused of smashing the economy with interest rate rises, but Governor Michelle Bullock says high inflation is to blame for the struggling economy.
I understand that people are hurting from high interest rates. I do understand that. But I think, as I tried to set out in the speech, it's actually high inflation that is really causing trouble for people, and it's causing trouble for the most vulnerable. If we don't get inflation down, it's bad for everyone, absolutely everyone. So that's the job I'm focusing on, that's the job the board is focusing on, that's what we're trying to achieve.
To sport and in cycling news, Australian rider Caden Groves has won stage 17 of the La Vuelta in Spain. The stage win has now cemented Groves' status as the event's leading sprinter. He leads the points classification by 116, with four stages still to come. His victory topped off a memorable day in which he, Ben O'Connor and Jay Vine wore and retained the Grand Tour's three main jerseys. O'Connor says he's happy they're all performing well.
Of course, it's always good to see another fellow Aussie win. So, what is that, three Aussie wins so far or four? I'm not sure what the count is, but good day for Aussie cycling.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.